I feel like I've always been a daddy's little girl. When I was about 15 years, I remember watching MBGN and watching the whole Abani Darego story and watching the pageant, seeing them do their thing. And I told my dad, you know what, when I'm 15, I'm going to contest. And as much as he did not support that dream of mine anymore, he was still the first person that got me my first modeling contract. Shout out to my father. I love you.
It's a podcast where we live, learn, and love. Welcome to Living Truth.
Hi, welcome back to Living the Truth podcast, where we live, learn, and love. It's been a minute. I feel like I have not heard from you in a long time. But then I am back and I'm excited to hear from you. I'm excited to talk to you. This is really exciting. And yeah, hi. Have you been? How has your month been? How has your past 2 weeks been? Hope you've been enjoying the episodes. Thank you so much for the reviews and listen. It means a lot to me. I feel like I can be doing so much more with media and publicity for this podcast. But, no buts, I should be doing so much more. And I will try my best to do so much more. It's just a lot sometimes. I am one of my happiest when I finish recording my episodes and I'm editing. I'm always very happy. I love that process a lot. It makes me very excited. It's like, oh my goodness, see what you created. Yeah, so I made a tweet the other day that I do not want to jinx it, but I haven't been this happy. I haven't had this peace of mind for a long period of time, in a very long while. It's always been one thing or the other. But like this serenity, this peace of mind, this joy that comes from within has been very consistent for me. If I'm being honest, it's been over a month. And I don't even know how to explain it. Yes, there are certain things I have stopped. There are certain habits that I have started. There are certain mindsets that I had to drop. And the Holy Spirit has just been really amazing in helping me stay this way, in helping me be this way. And I'm just very grateful to God for this. Today's episode is just really amazing. In celebration of Father's Day, I'll be sharing my most memorable moments with my dad. So it's story time. Yay! It's story time. I'm just going to share a few memorable moments that I had with my dad, things that really stood out for me in our relationship and where we are at the moment, and just appreciate him, because really I think being a father is not easy. I know we say being a mother, the mothers get almost all the credits, but not a lot of persons credit talk about what their dad has done for them and their impact in and his impact in their lives. So I'm just going to do this for him. So shout out to my dad. I don't know if he listens to this podcast, but there was a time I was sending him BCs. I think I still send him BCs. And he responded with, "Is this podcast bringing you money? Are they paid?" Oh my God. Even if they're paying, I would have told him no, so he doesn't cut down my allowance or begin to send it late. So I think I'm earning money somewhere. But then I hope he listens to it, because my mom listens to it like every single episode, which blows my mind. I mean, I have that support in the world, and what more can a girl ask for? Really, what more can she ask for? So yeah, so story time. My earliest memory I have of my dad, he used to travel a lot when we were quite younger, and there was a time he came back and we're just having fun as really young children, and he promised us something. My senior brother and my younger sister, just the three of us. And I remember him asking us what we wanted for Christmas. And I said a dress. I've always been that girl, wanting dresses, being the pretty Cinderella girl and all of that. Well, I said I wanted a dress. My sister said she wanted a bicycle. And that is a lot of her personality. My brother said he wanted a ball. So it was just a easy, smooth, oh yes, bicycle, ball and a dress. That's what we said we wanted. And this is very memorable because till today we still argue about it. That no, I said bicycle, I said dress, I said ball. But it's funny that we never got those exact things. Like he has bought me several dresses. He has bought all of us several dresses. But that bicycle ball dress that he was supposed to get for us all together, like those specific gifts at the same time, we never got it. And it's very funny how we still argue about it till today. That no, I said bicycle. No, I said ball. I said dress. And this is when we were as young as 5-6 years old, if not even younger. But that memory is still very fresh in my head. And it's something we just bond together about when we're together. And it's just really, really cute. I feel like I've always been a daddy's little girl, because the support I've gotten from him has just been really amazing. When I was about 15 years, I remember watching MBGN and watching the whole Agbani Darego story and watching the pageant, seeing them do their thing. And I told my dad, you know what, when I'm 15, I'm going to contest in the MBGN pageant. And he was like, don't worry, when you're 18, I'll buy you the form. That felt like the first approval I ever got for modeling or pageantry. But along the line, his mind changed. I think I got to 18 years old. I'm like, oh, remember when you told me you're going to buy me MBGN form? And his response was very different. It's like, no, modeling, pageant, all of that, it's just dirty business. I don't want you to be a part of that. No, get a job, go to school, read your book, finish your degree, and become a lawyer. Because he wanted me to become a lawyer. He always felt like I will make a great lawyer, which I will. But then I didn't study law. He always felt like I'll become like a great, great, great lawyer. So that's what he just wanted, read your book and everything. So at that time, his mind was not on modeling at all. His mind was not on pageantry. So he did not support that dream of mine anymore. And as much as he did not support that dream of mine anymore, he was still the first person that got me my first modeling contract. He was still the person that got me my first modeling contract. Crazy, right? We were together December of 2017. Either 2017 or 2018. I'm terrible with numbers and everything that has to do with numbers. It's so weird. 2017 or 2018, and I went with him to buy fish. By the time he got to the store, I went down to pick the fish he had bought. And the lady saw me and asked if I was with a modeling agency or if I was interested in modeling. I did not even have to say anything because my dad was doing all the talking. And in my head, I'm like, this man is going to turn down this opportunity I have. I just push it to the side. I do not want to say anything. But surprisingly, he said, oh yes, she's a model and she wants to go into modeling and she wants to get signed to an agency. Do you have anybody? And lo and behold, she was a scout. In my head, I'm like, ugh, jokes, this man is playing with me. And I just went back into the car. Before I could follow up on the conversation, he said, oh, I gave her your number already. I did not believe him. I got home and I told my parents, my mom and my siblings, and they were so surprised. I'd be like, don't mind your daddy, I beg. Don't mind him. He didn't give her your number. He's just joking. In our heads, we did not believe he gave her the number. A few days later, she texted me and I'm like, wow. So my dad actually gave this lady my number. I was surprised. And that's how I got my first modeling contract. Even when I went for the casting, he was the person to give me transport fare to go for the casting. I was so surprised because he went from, oh, I will buy you your first MBGN form, to a tough time of, you are not going to do modeling, focus on school. And that was really a tough time. I mean, it was a tough time of about how many years? Him not agreeing to me modeling, to, oh, you're not going to do modeling, to, oh, yeah, she's interested in modeling and let me get you signed to your first agency. It was that whole ride. And that was how I got to my first agency and I started working shows. And I had an experience of the modeling industry. So if I'm to credit anybody for that, my shout out would be to my dad for getting me that first modeling contract. Thank you so much, daddy, for the experience. Even when I was having issues with it, right? Because I really had issues with that agency. I had issues with the manager and all of that. When I was having issues with it, he was still there and like really supportive and trying to stand for me and, you know, pull all the strings he can and do everything that he can, get me a lawyer and everything. But at that point, I was already growing and I had met my own people. I had figured out things I needed to do for myself and how to do certain things for myself, which I do not think he took very easily, right? Because I remember a time when he would call me and be like, leave this thing, let me handle it. What do you need? Tell me what you need and how you want to go about it. But at the time, I had met my own lawyer and I was already working out the whole process and ensuring that I was going to get justice, but he didn't know about that. So I just said, oh, dad, don't worry. I'm sorting it out. I'm figuring it out. and for days you won't hear anything about the case or about the issue. And one of my most memorable calls with him was when I was in Titi's room. Titi knows too much. She just knows too much. Yeah, Titi is most likely the person that has seen the most vulnerable of me. She knows a lot. That day I was in Titi's room and he just called. Oh, that season of my life was very tough. It was one of the toughest of my life. I had to go through things that I thought would end my life and end my career that has not even started. And he called and was telling me, what was I doing? Am I focusing in school? That I should just focus in school and he was going to sort it out for me and I should not worry and everything. And it was me telling him, that it's fine. Explain everything to him and telling him I have a lawyer that's handling it. And he just reminded me that he was there for me. If I needed anything, I should reach out to him. And he told me he loved me. And I remember just crying, just breaking down in tears because it was just a lot for me that I had his support that much. And even when it was something I decided to go into and probably my fault that I was dealing with all those issues, he still really cared for me. That just felt really, really special. That felt very, very special and very memorable to me that he's always there to support, always there to show love, always there to guide, always there to take the stress off or take the weight off me. He has just always been there. When I was struggling with admission issues, God, no, this was another time that I just felt like, oh my goodness, I am loved by this man. I was struggling with admission issues and my senior brother had gotten admitted to go and study in Calabar. Oh my goodness, I need to share this one. He had got admitted to go and study in Calabar. We had both got admitted to study in Calabar. I remember my dad was not around at that period and I called him, Daddy, they've given us admission though. And I did not want to go to Calabar because it was too far from home. It wasn't going to work for me. And I called my dad. And my dad was, before I even told my dad I did not want to go to study in Calabar, my dad already was about to tell me that I shouldn't go to study in Calabar. So my brother, he said, you know what, if your brother wants to go, let him go. But you, my daughter isn't going to study in Calabar. Oh my God. And I just felt like that's the energy I need. That's the energy. I'm not going to study in Calabar. And that was all the rest of mine that I needed to go through doing JAMB again and getting to study here in Lagos. That was all the energy and support I needed. Even there was a time where there was issues with the whole of JAMB in Nigeria and we wrote JAMB and surprisingly my brother failed. My dad did not even take it so personally. He didn't even do the blame game. He didn't even yell. He didn't do any of that. He was just so supportive and so loving. Crazy. Because I'm thinking of myself as a parent and my child failing. That's one thing I really love about relationship with my parents. They always made us feel like we can have a conversation with them and they understood us. They never dumped something on us. They were never like, oh, don't do this and I'm dumping it on you. They would allow us sit and have that conversation. They would allow us express ourselves. They would allow us say, this is what I think. This is how I feel. One of the places I learned communication was most definitely with my dad. I knew if I wanted to talk about something that he did not agree with me on, all I needed to do was get my points right and prepare for any question he was going to ask me. And that helped me a big deal in my relationship with people, in my dealing with older people in school. I feel like there's no person I can't talk to. There's no person I can't have a conversation with. I will understand you, but I'm also going to let you understand me. And that is one place I learned that. He was sometimes really tough, but I knew how to communicate. I knew how to communicate with him and to get him to understand me because he gave me the opportunity to talk and to express myself. And that is really beautiful. People have asked me if I had self-esteem issues growing up as a child, being the tallest person among my peers, in my class, everywhere I go, getting bullied by government kids. Not bullied per se, but you know, people just calling me weird names and making jokes at me. I never had self-esteem issues because my dad would always sit us down and give us a pep talk. I'll call it a pep talk, but it was never really planned or anything. He would just tell us stories and remind us, do you know the child of who you are? And don't get me wrong, my father wasn't all that. We're just an average family trying to grow and do better for ourselves. But he would just always remind us that we were all that. We were all that we thought we were. And our heads should be high. Do not let anybody talk you down. who are you to talk me down? We didn't have everything, but with what we had, we always stood out. And thanks to the talks that we had from him, I never felt like anybody could talk down on me. I never felt like anybody could tell me anything, if not for anything, but the fact that that was my dad. And like I said, he didn't have anything, but because I knew that he was my dad and all those talks that he will always give to us. And do you know who you are? Do you know what you're about? Don't let any single person talk down on you. Don't feel less of yourself. That helped my self-esteem a great deal. I felt like nobody could make me feel less of myself. Nothing could make me feel less of myself because of all that talk we had when we were kids. We still have that conversation today. Sometimes I and my sibling. Don't be sleeping on yourself, fool. Don't feel less. So do you know who you are? Do you actually know who you are, bruh? Right? And that just gave us the self-esteem we needed as children, thanks to him. Thinking about it now, it's just been a lot. Our relationship with our dad sometimes reflects on the kind of person we become eventually. There's so many things that he has done that I want to take into raising my own pretty little kids, because it's just been really, really beautiful. When I was having issues with Jam, that's what I was talking about. And my senior brother had gone to Calabar to study. My younger sister had gotten admission. God, I wanted to die. It was a lot for me. And I was the only person trying to figure out my life and what I was going to do in my life. My daddy did every single thing he could. He wanted me to get admission at some point where it wasn't possible, because that alone is a testimony. The fact that I got admitted that year is a testimony. And he was like, you know what, since that's not going to work, let's get you private schools. Even if it might have been a task for us at the time, me going to a private school, he ensured me that, see, no matter what it takes, you're going to leave this house this year. I'm going to take JAMB again. You will not write JAMB again. You will go to school. He would always reassure me, because I think I was the only one with them at home at that point. Me and my baby sister. Every other person had gone to school. He would always assure me that, you know what, you will go to school. You would, this school, and it's this year, you're going to go. I don't know how, because that year I had a really good JAMB result. I had about 260 something. I had a great JAMB result. It wasn't great, but it was good. I mean, that could get me admitted into any school for whatever cost. He would always assure me that, you know what, this school you are going to enter, he will make calls, he will do the research. As I was doing on my end, he will pray, he will make me feel better, he will say nice things to me, because that period too was very tough for me. He would say nice things to me. It was just really sweet that he had my back, and he was going to do any single thing he could for me to get into school that year, which I eventually did by the grace of God. God just heard my cry and he knew I was going to die if he had not gotten me into school. And I eventually got into school, which is a testimony. On another end, he was really supportive. He was really, really, really supportive. He didn't blame me for anything. He didn't misunderstand anything. He just had my back 100%. I've never had the man conversation with my dad, or, oh, are you dating now? Who's your boyfriend? Don't you have a boyfriend? I've never had that conversation with my dad. Don't you bring home husband? I've never had the conversation with my dad. But I'm looking forward to what that's going to be like. I'm looking forward to what it's going to be like. I have no idea. I have no slight idea. But I feel like it's going to be very, very particular on what kind of person he is. But the interesting thing about that is he trusts my choices. He trusts my decisions. He knows, okay, fine, if this is who she wants, it's most likely a good decision. So he trusts my judgment on certain things, which is really beautiful. My parents do that. I don't know how they... I talk to my sister sometimes. I'm like, I don't know how these people trust us so much that they leave us with certain decisions to make and they allow us just to do certain things. I don't know how you guys trust us that much. But that trust also makes me feel like, no, you cannot mess up. You cannot, you really cannot mess up. It's just been amazing. And if there's going to be a disclaimer, it's going to be the fact that I am not recording this podcast to say that I have the best relationship with my dad, or he's been the most amazing father in the entire world. There were times where we argued, there were times where we did not understand each other. It's not funny how right now I'm slightly mad at him because of what he said. I'm slightly mad at him. How do you record a podcast episode for someone you're mad at? Yeah, sometimes I'm mad at him and sometimes he does things that I do not like, but it doesn't change the fact that he's not perfect, but he's a good father. He's been a good father to me. He's a really, really good dad. And I really love him, right? I really do. Thinking back on memories, it's just fantastic. And another reason I'm doing this podcast episode is because sometimes our moms get more appreciation than our dads. It's not easy to be a father, to take care of all the children. Imagine all your siblings, right? One whole person is paying education, is paying feeding, is paying transport, is paying a lot of things. It's a lot. And still supportive. I remember when I walked my first GT call and sent my dad pictures. My dad would always brag. He always brag and be like, oh my God, that's my daughter. She walked one fashion show. I'm like, yes, daddy, yes. Yeah. But when I went to SA, he did not believe. I remember when I was going, he was going to have issues with me. Because he's like, oh, if you're not traveling with money, you're not going anywhere. You will not go to another man's country and be stranded. Then he'll give me weird advice like, don't sleep anywhere. Those people, they will cut your kidney. He was so, he has always been very, very protective of the people he loves and he thinks he really loves. Then when I called him, when I first told him I won the one in Nigeria, he was so surprised. But when I called him and told him I won the one in SA, he first of all did not even believe that. I called him and he was like, it's a lie, yo. I said, that is true. He said, no, it's a lie. I'm like, daddy, I'm very serious. I won it. And he's like, oh my goodness, she won. Congratulations. And my sister told me they all watched my pageant here at home together. And when I answered my question for Miss Earth Nigeria, I was like, yes, that's my daughter. He's had really proud moments. We've had really proud moments. I wish I could share everything that's coming to my mind, but I really do love him. And we've had bad times, we had good times, but he is a good father. And if there's anything I'm going to say to him, if at all he listens to this podcast, is the fact that I am very, very grateful for you and how much work you've put into ensuring that we are the people that we are right now. I am grateful for your support. I'm grateful for your love. I'm grateful for your guidance. I'm most likely one of the people my father doesn't send on errands at home because he feels like I'm very weak. And that's because I'm skinny, first and foremost. And I'm like the skinniest person at home. So he just was like, oh my God, she doesn't have strength. Every time I turn on the gen, he's still surprised, like, you can't turn on the gen. It's so funny. I am grateful for you, Dad. I am so grateful for you. I hope to keep making you proud because I know I am already. You have nothing to worry about with me and the rest of my siblings. You have zero worries because we got your back from now till whenever, right? We love you so much. We are proud of you. And we hope to make you proud too. You have done so much for us and we will not be where we are today if not for you. Shout out to my father. I love you and I appreciate you. Happy Father's Day. Kisses. We have no picture together, Daddy, but I will try my best to get a picture of us before I release this episode. I love you regardless. So do something nice for your dad. Remind him of the good times. Remind him of the great times. Say something good to him. Say something sweet. Buy him a gift. It's Father's Day. They deserve the appreciation too. Yeah. Do not forget to live as you're to die tomorrow. Learn as you're to live forever and spread love to the very fullest. That's it from us on Living the True Podcast. Do have an amazing, 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 amazing week. Bye.